Because your full attention, pay your full attention here, then you will be able to know to the finish, and your march from this point will be sincere and satisfactory. Otherwise, you will be, the sahajism will enter your heart. And in one leap, you will go to get the summit of the hill. That is impossible. So, you have to march. But march must be sincere, real, satisfactory, real progress, not imitative progress. So that warning is given at every stage of life. This is the highest for you. Give your whole attention to that. Don't be absent-minded and haphazard in your acquisition. Engage yourself fully to this class. And the next will come out of own accord. The next higher will come to you. You attend here. All your energy you invest here. And the next will come automatically to you, the higher state. But that policy, it has been told by that. Parakha Bada Vidoyam Valanamun Shasanam. Just as a professor comes to teach a child, he will have to take the mentality of a child to teach the child. Though so far, no more, much more. But still he will say, know this, this is the final. Give your whole attention to know this. Get by heart this. And when that is finished, then come forward. In this way, by gradual.
I'm very much attracted to those people, the Christians in America, to help them make some progress.
Arjuna Thakur has given his decision that Bhagavad Gita was told to Arjuna. And Arjuna engaged himself in fighting again. But had it been Uddhava in place of Arjuna, after hearing the whole of Bhagavad Gita, at Sarvadharmam Parityajya, he accepted and went away from the warfield. The same Gita Upadesh, the same advice. For Arjuna, it acted in one way. And for Uddhava, it should have acted in another way. After hearing the whole of Bhagavad Gita, Sarvadharmam Parityajya Mamekam. Arjuna also told, Tatkin Karmani Ghore Mang Niyujaya Shikeshava Vyamishri Nango Vakyena Buddhi Mosaya Shivyame. Karmanasti Jayuki Ruguki Janardana Tatkin Karmani Ghore Mang Niyujaya Shikeshava. You say that Gyan is better than karma. Then why do you want to engage myself in this dreadful karma, in fighting? Then Krishna told, no karmana manarambha nashkarmang purushvishniti. Because you have got your capacity in the karma. You finish this career and then you can come, you aspire to come in the level of Gyan, inquiry into knowledge. Nukadmanam anarambhat nushkarmam. That nushkarmam, to go above all activity, it is not a very cheap thing. You finish your course of karma, then you will be lifted to the place of nushkarma gana. And then bhakti in this way. So I say that you engage yourself in this present in fight. The fight is not recommended for everyone, for you, and the men of your section. Hare Krishna. Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Nitai Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari, Gaur Hari.
There is one book in Christian tradition.
Yes.
It is about an unknown Christian bhakta who is chanting.
Yeah.
So Maharaj, one is preaching to the society at large. How does he know how far to recommend the stage of God realization that a person should follow?
We
recommend
Parthamitra. Parthamitra.
Parthamitra. What does he say?
He's saying, so you're saying that something is meant for one person, something is meant for another person. So when we preach to the people in general, how should we know how to preach?
They should be preached in a general way, and they will come according to their inner response. Some will come to attack to close the meeting. The communist minded, they will say, no religious preaching is allowed here. Those theoretical, you neglect the concrete one, and you make from abstract thing to be everything, and people will suffer, we won't allow. Such also, from that beginning, from there, there are so many stages. And in a mob we will preach, and one who find response in his inner heart, he will come to you to see that is according to the degree of realization, one will come. Birds of the same feather flock together. Inner demand, inner necessity will bring them. Swami Maharaj went there, and so many came. How? They are not this Gaudiya Vaishnava, but from inner heart, wandering in this world, everyone is gathering some new experience, new taste. Rather, the taste for this outside world is vanishing, and the inner taste is awakened. And awakened to the degree of, according to the degree of awakenment, one will come to response a preacher in his own way. He will find, after so long I have, what little urge I found in my heart, I see there is a possibility of outlet. Is that a plane is of that sort to satisfy that ambition and aspiration of mine? There are chance in the outside, so I must connect with him, and I shall inquire of that land of my dream. In this way they will come. Samashila bhajanti vai, birds of the same feather flock together. According to the inner test, they will come together, and they will go on with their duty in that plane, that place. How from there they can go more further, higher position, in this way.
So if the quality...
Sometimes after rebirth it takes place, and sometimes in the same life one may change his creed and go higher from higher.
So when one preaches, if the quality that he's preaching is too high, he may discourage.
Too high may be one, or too near may be to another. Not too high to all. Then why this dharmantar ki? The conversion is possible how? So many going to be Mohammedan, Islam. So many going to be Christian. So many going to be Hindu. The person not born, all not born Christian, earlier, when Christianity first came, no one a Christian before. How the people was attracted to become Christian? There was in their heart the hankering for Christianity. So it is there. Brahmananda Bhamiti, when Achyutananda went to my birthplace, one headmaster, he asked him, from so near we cannot appreciate the teachings of Sri Chaitanya. How from so far you have come to realize it? You have come from so far a country to realize, to sacrifice your life for the service of Sri Chaitanya Dev. But we are so near, but we can't appreciate that. Achyutananda answered, Brahmananda Bhamiti Kuno Bhagavan Jeev. We have to acquire this capacity during the course of our wandering through different positions in the whole of this creation. We are wandering from this land, that land, this species, that species, and in course of that we gather some sukriti, unknown sukriti, agyata sukriti, then gyata sukriti. Unknowingly, unconsciously also, our energy is spent, utilized for a particular cause, and the reaction comes in me. In this way, that sukriti. And sukriti developed, gyata sukriti, and then sraddha on the surface, the attraction comes to me for a particular truth, for the universal truth. In this way it comes. Anywhere. A beast may have feel the tendency to serve Krishna. In Vrindavan it is so. So many trees, beasts, water, everything. In the material posing. But they are, why they are there? They are consciously, they have acquired that position, or they have eternally holding that position in different poses for the service of Krishna.
There is one book is about a Christian bhakta. He chants mala. He chants the name of Jesus.
The Catholics, though. Yes, Catholics also use the bead.
Yes, no. Rosary.
They may be like the name of Krishna, Christ, yes, they may do.
Yeah, there is in Russian Orthodox Church, they are chanting, this man was chanting the name of Jesus.
Yes, he will attain the position of Jesus at most.
But his heart was growing soft, he was feeling some ecstasies. His heart was growing very soft. And he was feeling love for Jesus, great love for Jesus.
Jesus. That may be. It also may be so that he's in his perfect growth, he may be finished there. Eternal paraphernalia of Jesus, he may remain there.
That
foolish satisfaction. He's fated to be there.
So not every Christian we can come to and
again, by reason, when from Brahmaloka it is also possible, it will be difficult because his highest attention, purest attention, he thinks is given. To remove him, a forceful sadhu is necessary. It is also possible, not impossible. Even from Brahmaloka, where is everything non-differentiated by the will of God, and the powerful will of the devotee, high devotee, they may be raised from the slumber and they take into action. It is possible. Nothing is impossible, but it is general. Generally he may pass long, long ages there, satisfied. So far, no further. In the case of infinite time, nothing is so much great, so much spacious. long, long he may remain holding that position. So many dissolution and creation will come and go. Any time his slumber may be broken. Possibility. From time immemorial, this created world is and so been going up, down, going up, down, going up, down. It's infinite. And even from the midst of that sun coming out, the question of infinite. Suppose the question of Jesus. Jesus is his position. Is, it may be considered as eternal, and some time may come when Jesus himself will be converted into Vaishnavism. It is not impossible.
So, you do not think that Jesus had awareness of Krishna? Do you think Jesus had awareness of Krishna as a person? As the personality of Godhead?
Yes. If most closely detected, then we are bound to say that there is some possibility of getting Krishna in the life of his infinite way.
I didn't understand.
Jesus is stagnant or progressive? Is he stagnant?
No.
Where he has reached, is that it finished forever? Or he is dynamic?
The Christians say he has full knowledge.
So he's stagnant there, finally fixed. Jesus' position? The bishops who says his position is final or progressive, right? Dynamic or static, final. That position he holds or he can make further progress. And Jesus only barred from making any progress. What do you say? Is he a member in the dynamic world? Or is stagnant? So infinite is such. Being finite, we are going to deal with infinite. That is our... what is this? It is our... Ikata tai onikata mune asuna. Ludicrous. It is ludicrous for us that we want to deal with him fine.
What form of Krishna was Christ?
Why Krishna is considered to be absolute? You have to inquire that in a scientific way. Step by step. Step by step, you go on reading. That is what I told. Sri Krishna Samhita and Brihad Bhagavata Amrita. It is already translated. Very minutely, you try to follow the advices that given, instructions given in Brihad Bhagavata Amrita. The development in theism. The theism is in dynamic character.
One question is asking, is there a method to preach the presence of the soul in the lower species?
I don't follow.
The Christians, they do not accept, generally, they do not accept that there is soul in animals, and lower
yes.
So how to preach mm-hmm. about that?
Oh, I did not care to bring them within that program to embarrass those persons. That they cannot do but eating on vegetable and the animal species. So, at this point, they are not to be embarrassed by all these questions. Let them begin the cystic life, eliminating the possibility of reaction. Then again, when they would feel about them, they would be given that sort of installment. That there is also life, and not less qualified than his human position, but in course of this revolutionary movement, they are thrown into such condition as a result of their own karma. Tamasa bhurupina vestida karma hitunam tasvinda. As if there is life, the soul is there within. It is a common thing. But Jesus thought it would be, the idea of Jesus thought it would be impossible for them to adjust to such a degree with the environment. Let them begin the culture of theism. Then gradually it will be such instruction will be given that you must adjust with your neighbor with generosity, liberally. There is also God, not only Atma, soul, but the soul. God is also there, everywhere. They are feeling pain and pleasure, happiness. In animal, it is of course quite clear that when they are killed, they feel pain. So there is life, there is vibration of pain there. Consciousness is there, and the soul is unit of consciousness pure. To whom they preach, they are not so much qualified as to extend their knowledge so far, not prepared for so much sacrifice in their practices. So, we are not prepared to such extent, Christianity given by him. Everything ordained from the same common center. For Christianity has got also its necessity. Islam has got also its necessity because it has got some room in this universe. Not unnecessary, but relative position. Not absolute. And what is the question? Position of the absolute truth, when we are to inquire, then we come to India. They have dealt very extensively all possible conceptions of religion, and then ultimately come to the conclusion by which Srimad Bhagavatam has begun. So many variegated natures of theological conception found in India. A part of that not present in anywhere in the world, as much as theosophical culture was in India, different shades of life. But ultimately, Srimad Bhagavatam has given to be the highest. How? That we have to understand, to follow. very minutely you have to follow that Vyodh Bhagavatam. And more in the present modern form in Sri Krishna Samhita by Bhakti Thakur and Chaitanya Sikkhapatam. Bhagavatam is the translated into English, I know.
Which one?
Mayapur Palace.
Read Bhagavatamrita.
I read that.
You read that, but you read more closely.
Study it.
More scrutinizingly. You read that. Until then, if you find satisfaction, the answer of all your inquiries. Repeat. Read it. The condition is there of Sammandakya. How one is from particular position, how he is forced to make his progress in a particular direction.
I asked one question the other day, but I did not fully understand the answer.
Yes?
It was about the soul going into animal species. And if there is no recollection of why he is suffering, then how can he benefit? Say he has robbed someone, hurt someone, then he is punished, but he does not remember why I am being punished. All I know is I am suffering.
In what stage to make him unconscious necessary for the doctors? When the doctors deal with the patient, when he feels that the patient should be made unconscious.
When it is too painful. When it is too painful for the patient.
So there is a necessity of unconsciousness in one's benefit of life. The necessity of being unconscious. So, a dacoit is imprisoned, put under chain, when his movements will be detrimental to him, then his position is confined in the cell and the chain. So, to take out the independence of voluntary action, sometimes it is necessary. The voluntary action should be taken away from him, and by suffering his previous reactions may be relieved, then again give the voluntary action. Voluntary will has acquired so much misdeed and reaction for him, that for the time being it is necessary that voluntary will be stopped and he will be allowed to suffer his previous actions of his previous sin. Then again, some freedom will be given to him that he may take the real course, the course which is useful for him. As long as a drunkard, when he is expected to do some mischief to the environment, he should be confined. And when that madness of drinking gone, then he will be left again for free action. Do you follow?
Like the expression is sleeping it off.
But why confined? The free action, the possibility of free action is taken away forcibly. Ignorance given. And he is to suffer the consequence of his previous action. And when that finished, then again work. A man is making business in a black way that is put under the lock and the key, yes, and some punishment. Then after he suffers the punishment, he is again allowed to begin his business.
So when he
for his previous disservice in the society, he is punished and his business stopped. Then again, after some suffering, that he may be expected to learn that he was doing wrong, then he is allowed again to start with business. He is punished and business stopped for his previous mal business. I am not clear.
Still.
Do you understand?
Yes.
What I want to say? Why the knowledge taken away and the ignorance given to the party? The offending party, his last punishment is to take away his freedom, because that by his freedom he will going in the wrong way, to take out the freedom from him. Because he is moving towards wrong direction.
But he cannot remember.
That is one side. Another side, he will have to suffer from the consequence of his past action. So his progress should be stopped, and he must suffer the consequence of his past action, and then he will be again that free. Man is doing wrong, the dacoit is doing wrong. He must be kept in custody, all his movements stopped. By punishment he is supposed to have some knowledge, then he will be again left free. This is quite reasonable.
Yes, and if I have a person who's drunk, and they've reached the point where they're unaware of what they're doing, you may have to confine them for a while until they come back again to that point of conscious awareness. So you can't say, well, while he's drunk and doesn't understand what he's doing, he's got to understand, you know, why we've tied him up like this to get the benefit. It's not true. He'll be brought back to a particular level of consciousness, and then he'll be able to understand. So that's a general...
Freedom of action is necessary.
Yeah.
Break the chain of action.
Also, the point is that Krishna doesn't forget.
Freedom is being misused. So that is taken away.
Your heart. So when the time to remember is necessary for you, then he'll give you that remembrance. He says that in Bhagavad Gita. Sometimes in the Bhagavatam of Kapila,
yes,
and I think you quoted Jiva Goswami, he says, in the womb of the mother, sometimes, rarely, in the womb of the mother, the soul may have the recollection of his past 100 births.
Jiva Goswami has cleared that not all the time in the womb, but the particular child who is conscious of the God in the womb, when he comes out, with this link he may go on further.
But there is some recollection there of his 100 births.
Not that is not universal, particular case. That is particular case.
I'm just giving the example where in a case where one may remember his past births.
Yes, 100 births, and he prays to the Lord, I have done many things wrong, and if I come in connection with the world this time, I shall try my best to to make progress towards you, these things. In a living man, a man living, sometimes he finds God consciousness very pure in him, and sometimes filthy conception comes in him. Not continuous pure mentality we can find in ourselves that is found in higher level. In general human being, average human being, sometimes they think himself pure in the mind and sometimes think of the filthy things in his mind coming pure. Sattva Raja Tamo is in Bhagavad Gita also. When Sattva Guna is increasing, he finds himself in some way. Then Tamo Guna feels this to be lazy and nidra, sleep. And Raja Guna, he feels that much energy in him, then Rajoguna is predominating in him. And the Sattvaguna, the peaceful nature for inquiry of the truth in our present life, there are so many moments which may connect with Sattvaguna, sometimes Rajoguna, and sometimes Tamoguna, Nidra Alasya. This is Tamoguna. And to find too much energy for a particular program, that is Rajoguna. And sometimes the peaceful mind want to inquire about the creation and so what things, that is Sattvaguna. Hare Krishna. Didai Gaur Hari Bol. Gaudhari, Gaudhari. Kato Bagla, what's the time?
Oh. 20 to 10.
Past 10, train?
20 minutes until 10 o'clock.
So we close here, this class, and you prepare yourself for starting. Jai Shri Krishna.